Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Welcome back, everyone. This is David Richter with the Profit First REI podcast. Have another exciting interview for you today. We have Chris Prefontaine on the call today on the podcast. Super excited to have him. He's been in the real estate investing world for a long time now, and he's going to tell you all about what he does and how he's implemented Profit First. He's got a lot of great things going on too, so I'm really excited to get Chris on this podcast. Chris, you want to just say hi to everyone real quick?
Yeah. Hey there. Thanks for having me on, David.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you being on. So we like to just jump right into everything. So right off the bat, what got you started in real estate, Chris?
I'm going to date myself a bit, but I've been at this since 1991. And it was from I was making a transition out of a family company anyway. But at the time, I had heard an old cassette tape, which now I'm really dating myself, by Earl Nightingale, talk about this gentleman who, in the Depression, went around and put signs on landowners' land and tried to pre-sell them. And I got started that way, pre-selling new construction homes on other people's land.
Awesome. So how long have you been in it then? What would you say?
I've been 29 and a half years.
Wow.
So this fall will be 30 years.
Awesome. So do you want to explain just a little bit like where you've been in real estate, what you've done, and just a little bit about who you are for everyone on the podcast?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you just 10,000 foot view so we're not here all day, right? And then I'll tell you what we're doing today.
So
in 91, I was building, teamed up with, when that started working, literally, I teamed up with a gentleman who was doing some homes in town where I lived, and we became partners for a good 5 years, built, I think, a couple hundred homes, 100-something homes. And then I bought a realty executive franchise in 95, strapped the broker hat on. I had never done that. And the goal was to build it and sell it. I did that in 2000 to Coldwell Banker. And then from there, built my own investments at that point and was starting to coach people throughout North America. And then that led to the lovely 2008 crash. That pivotal point in time, the debacle of 08, I call it, really was a headache and a half. It was ugly for us. So that caused us to re-engineer everything we do. It took several years, but by 2012, we made a pivot to what we do today. So it's myself, my son Nick, my son-in-law Zach, and we do deals in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut. Then we also have students all over North America now doing deals with us. So we actually teach them, and we teach them hands-on in the trenches doing their deals. So it's not just about getting a course and good luck. It's about let's get some deals done. Let's roll up our sleeves together.
Awesome. That's really cool. So for as far as like why you're in real estate, was there a reason you got into real estate or what you're doing now too? Have your whys changed over the years and, you know, coaching and helping other people? I'm sure that's a big part of it. So why do you do what you do in real estate?
Well, I mean, I just said to someone on a show, real estate's always unique. It's always different. It's always changing. I get bored too easy. And so that's why real estate keeps my attention. But what originally got my attention was my father would do he'd find land and he'd do he'd engineer it and then sell it off to builders. And then he would also, he wasn't in real estate. This was just a side gig for him. He had a welding supply and industrial gas business, but he would build his own buildings, brick and mortar buildings. And then he would lease those buildings to his own company. Now, as a young kid, I didn't get that. I said, well, you're the same person. How can you do that? So then when I understood entities and how to do all that, it just kept my attention from then on. I mean, I was young then, but from then on, I was interested in real estate instead of buying Donald Trump's first book, for example, way before politics were an issue with him. And I've always had an interest in that.
Awesome. Okay. Well, the other big reason for this podcast, I mean, the whole reason for it is Profit First. So you've told me in the past and when I was on your podcast that you had implemented Profit First. So you want to tell us about how you heard about Profit First and maybe how long you've been using Profit First?
Yeah, I think the first time was Mike McCallitz might have been on my show. I'm pretty sure that's how we first met. And then I was on his show. Then I said, well, damn, I should probably look into this and get that book. So I get the book. And then I loved it. And this was like, I don't know, 3 years ago. So I gave it to my accountant, who's now a part-time CFO for some of my entities. And he said, I'm thinking, I hope he likes it. And he said to me, I'm certified Profits First. I've been at that for many years. So it was a pretty cool coincidence. And I think everything's for a reason, but we started doing it in our companies. And the coaching company, it literally changed how fast we built up reserves and paid things down and operated. And it's just seamless. It's like, I call it buckets. Money comes in, we have a Google sheet. It's all set up by Profits First and August is first. And it's just no brainer.
Awesome. So what you would say then, you already did right there, that it transformed your business, that it's definitely been a good thing to implement inside of your companies.
Oh, yeah. And so in addition to that, just like everything else we do, anything we do and only the things we do, we bring to our students. So we test it. We make sure we get results. And then we bring it to our community, Wicked Smart Community. And we did that. And so some of the higher level people doing deals right now are starting to implement that. And it's just really cool to see because you and I both know how valuable that is.
Yes, it is. It's insanely valuable. And it's especially valuable once other people you've heard that are doing the same things that you're doing and seeing the results that they're getting. So it's awesome that you're getting those results. What about one thing you didn't expect that would happen after implementing Profit First? Have any stories about that?
Well, okay, a couple of things somewhat related to that question. So I remember our business manager saying, well, wait, we have to pay down this for us and pay down this for us. He said, no, that's the whole idea here. You do this so that you're not in that spot. So everybody kind of wanted to wait and get everything perfect before we started. I didn't expect that. But then I got the students saying the same thing. Well, I can't do that yet. I have to pay this down. I said, no, you're in that predicament because you didn't do this. So I just didn't expect that. But on a positive side, frankly, I knew it would work, right? Mike's a credible guy. The system's amazingly credible. But I was very pleased at how fast things built up, like the owner tax account and like the reserves. I mean, it went quickly. And I said, okay, that's cool. I'm not even watching it. It's going quickly.
Awesome. How about the most important thing you've learned through implementing Profit First?
I think that the short answer is money finds its way elsewhere if you don't have these buckets set up. I mean, it just does. We do a lot of volume now. We have the coaching company, but then we have six or eight other entities that do properties, and it can disappear, is the best word, real fast if you're not organized, budgeted, and working on the Profits First system, for sure.
Awesome. So definitely sounds like Profit First has been a big boon inside of your company and definitely helping you direct that money where it needs to go. So that's awesome. That's what we love to hear. So I also want to ask just some questions about around the finances or key performance indicators like KPIs. I would say, let me ask this first. What would you say is the biggest challenge when it comes to the finances of your business now?
Related to Profits for us or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. This could be anything on the financial side of your business.
I think the biggest challenge, so my role as a CEO is to obviously build a team. Mm-hmm. But my other role is to make sure I can provide fuel, right?
Right.
And fuel is money. So I never used to look at it that way until I was properly trained on actually how to run the companies. And so the biggest challenge will always be making sure you have fuel. That means not loans out of thin air. That means the whole picture. Proper financing if necessary, or cash flow models if your business sustains itself. Like our business does run on a pretty strong model where we can fund ourselves. So it just management of that. And because I think if we don't do that, aside from Profits First, again, money will disappear. And if you don't understand that, it's going to be a tough road.
Yeah, that is so true. So what KPIs or those key performance indicators or metrics are you tracking, or do you have any numbers that you would suggest that real estate investors should track around their finances, or maybe just in general too?
Well, in general, we have a whole bunch. So yeah. The entities that have properties in them, before you even gets the financials, tracks how many contracts we've signed that month, how many went under agreement, the average size of, we have three paydays per deal. So the average size of the paydays, we track that so we can see if we're improving.
Awesome.
And then automatically leads to now you're into the money, right? So on the money side, on the property side, it's fairly easy. Frankly, we look at the per property income statement on each one, profit loss on each one. And then on the coaching side of things, we are fortunate enough to be a size now where we have a part-time CFO. And he not only holds us accountable, but drills down deep every Friday morning. We're on the phone with him for an hour. So he'll drill down, he'll run the reports, but he'll drill down to all the metrics and just prod us on how we can improve.
Awesome. So it sounds like you have a CFO on that side. So do you have any other systems you do to save time or money on the finance side of your business?
That Google sheet has saved us a lot. I have my CFO looking at it right now, but that it went from me giving my business manager a notebook page saying, here's what we're going to pay, to then getting on the Profits First and putting all the percentages automatically in a Google sheet. And then it went to, okay, we're getting busier. So every time I do a Google sheet for a funding that's coming in, my business manager has to do that check run or that wire run. Well, if you start getting 3 or 4 or 5 in a month, she's pulling her hair out. So we said, all right, well, let's just put 3 or 4 on a Google sheet that then total so she can do one fell swoop and get everything done. And that might sound elementary, but these are things we just learn as we're growing. Good problems to have when there's extra cash flow coming in. So we put it all on the Google sheet. You plug in the number. Hey, we got 25 grand in. Hey, we got 10 grand in. That just automatically fills the buckets. And then however many fundings they are total to the side, and she knows what to cut for checks or wires. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So I love that. I just love hearing different people's systems and something that the listener can come away with and maybe implement in their business or no matter where they are. So that's awesome. Thanks for that. So honestly, I'll just have a couple more questions here. Is there anything else you would want to say to real estate investors as far as advice or just anything else that you would give to real estate investors?
Again, specific financials or broad?
That could be financially or broad or both.
Do you? Well, I'll shoot for both. Let me say broad-wise, because I'm sure there's different niches that listen to this or will listen to this. And so here's my thought. I say this about any business, and that is, if you will follow these simple three steps. One is find a niche within the real estate that you can get juiced about. I mean, for me, it's terms, because it's not only weather the storm, it's thriving right now, and that's proven itself. So, but I'm not so naive to think it's the only niche. So find a niche you like. Two, find someone in that niche that has been there, done that, because that is super important right now, as the market will continue to change, in my opinion, almost every month. You're getting weird surprises. So find someone who knows how to do that. And then third, this is the tricky part that everybody goes, oh, I can do that. Easier said than done. Put the blinders on for 36 months. That means all the other niches, all the other sub niches, all the other shiny objects that might come your way, put the blinders on and give it 36 months. If you do that in any business, you'll have a phenomenal experience, period. Like, there's no doubt. That's a guarantee. But it's like a recipe. You can't do one or two of those and expect to have a great experience. On the financial front, shameless plug again for Profits First. I mean, you, as an owner, I don't care if you're a solopreneur or you're a little team or you're a big business, you've got to get yourself through the Profits First process, because there is, in my opinion, at least two stages to it. One is kind of like, I got it, I can set this up. And two is, okay, advance. And he brings you through that in the book, obviously.
Yep. Awesome. So really appreciate that. I think the listeners will too, and they'll get a lot of value out of that. So now I want to give value to you. So you were telling me that Mike Michalowicz, the author, is speaking at an event that you have coming up. Why don't you talk about that event, what's going on there, and then just any other way that the listeners can provide value to you. We'd love to hear what you have going on.
Sure. So Mike is Mike and some other great, great names. Ed Millett. I mean, these are some cool names. They're going to be speaking at our annual QLS live event. It's not live because of COVID. It's virtual. We will have quite the lineup. You can just go to QLS. That's QLSlive.com. But Mike is one of the featured speakers. And if you've heard Mike speak, he's quite engaging, quite entertaining. And Ed Millett speaks for itself. The gentleman is quite powerful. I think his podcast is called Max Out. So we'd love to see you there. You can stay at home. No get on a plane. No playing with the hotel. No going to restaurants. You just stay home. Nice. And just by going, you get to have the recording when it's over. And you get some serious interaction with investors that we've personally worked with that you probably normally wouldn't do if you're in a room. Sometimes you just can't get to them. Right. So you have that opportunity. As far as us in general, Dave, I mean, if you go to smartrealestatecoach.com, there's a free webinar there, if they don't mind listening to me for another hour, and that'll give them access to the terms niche. Now, it's not going to teach you an hour how to make $1 million. It's going to open your eyes to the different types of ways we buy and sell and create three paydays and let you see, okay, that's something I want to dip my toe in or not. That's what it's meant to do, not to go ahead and teach you how to run tomorrow. It's only an hour.
Awesome. Well, then there you go. There, we'll make sure those are in the show notes too, and that way you can get those links. But you've got the event coming up, the virtual event, and then you've got the smartrealestatecoach.com. I believe that was the link there too. So mm-hmm. if you want some more info from Chris, Chris is a great guest, great person. Real estate has been doing it a long time. I really respect the people that have really put in the decades too that have of real estate investing. So Chris, we really appreciate you being on the podcast today, sharing about Profit First, the finances, and all the wisdom that you've imparted here, and really appreciate you coming on.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and best of luck, and love to interact with the listeners.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Can you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not. And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for Profit First and a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us and implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance. So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply, or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.